So, period poverty kind of would refer to the inability to afford and access menstrual products, sanitation and hygiene facilities. And it's about education and it's about awareness on how to manage menstrual health. So an access to these products could be because of like cost or for social or for cultural reasons. What do you call it? It's very important. Many of us are in a position where we're able to afford these products, but and it's hard to imagine that there are others out there that aren't. But in a recently conducted Healthy Ireland survey in 2022, for the first time, they conducted a survey on menstrual health and period poverty, so which provides us with some robust evidence for future period poverty initiatives. Out of that survey came out of the stats, 24% of eligible respondents indicated that they had experienced at least one issue that is indicative of period poverty. So that figure then is at 35% for 15 to 24-year-olds and 43% for those who experience unemployment. So, and 51% reported being unable to participate in activities of daily life on occasion resulting from period symptoms. So it's very important that we address this. Yeah, so there's different risk factors and groups that kind of are affected by period poverty. So you would have like homelessness and addiction, domestic, sexual and gender-based violence, and groups like travellers, Roma and other minorities and one-parent families would be most at risk from period poverty. And there was a period poverty in Ireland discussion paper released in 2021, and it indicates that it's about addressing stigma and helping those that are clearly in need. The local authority comes in under the gender equity and period product provision. So we have access to like public buildings and then the local authority schemes are rolled out through that. Yeah, could I just add in that so there are no cost dispensers in readily available public buildings to promote period dignity. So it's access to free menstrual products and through no cost dispensers. And they're also accessible in Donegal County Council public buildings and through the family resource centres. And in the family resource centres, there are also, in addition to sanitary pads and towels or tampons, there's also menstrual underwear and menstrual cups. So they're available through the family resource centres. And the products are organic, eco-friendly and made with 100% certified organic cotton and fully recyclable tampon applicators and compostable packaging.